Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, let's get serious. The business of football. The NFL never stops. The offseason, free agency, trades, chaos. Let's do it. David.
So it's never too early to give some predictions for next season, and that's what ESPN did. Different categories for different things. There are players, there are coaches, there are teams in here. So I'm going to start with they named one team, coach or player, who will break out.
Did you almost choke on your tongue?
No. I've been coughing back here nonstop, and I'm trying to.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kenny. Dead. All right, go ahead.
So, they go through, and the different writers for ESPN give who they think will be a breakout name.
Okay.
One name on here that you see a few times, Roma Dunze.
This is Rico's guy. I am going to abstain. This is your godson.
You know what? I can see where the potential is. And it's all because of Ben Johnson and that offense and really turning him into that Amon-Ra type of player for the Chicago Bears. Next season, no, but I think in a few years he could be, David.
And then I'll just complete the Bears here because they have a few different Bears. They have the Bears as a team, and then they have Caleb Williams also on this list.
I think they want Caleb Williams to be the breakout player. I mean, I kind of feel like Caleb Williams was being force-fed to me the same way Aaron Rodgers was. Oh, no, this is going to work in New York. Is it, though? And I feel the same about Caleb. Like, oh, he's going to be great. Is he?
I'm going to give a different perspective because I think this is prospect fatigue for a lot of people. You get told someone's good for long enough, you end up like Rico. You end up angry at the person. If you actually look at Caleb, he had a solid rookie year. He was not a disaster. He was not Achilles Smith. He was good on a very bad team.
You may be right. I was just told he was going to be great.
I know. And I'm telling you, it happens to all of us. It's just you're very bitter at this now. You're tired of being told he's great. So now you're projecting. You're lashing out.
Another team on this list here, and I'm mentioning them because we've had the conversations about the Chiefs this week.
Yes.
And we had a prediction regarding the Chargers possibly overtaking that division. Another division team here. They have $50 million in cap space. The Broncos.
Bo Nix. You know what? If they spend it correctly, I think if the Broncos can get another receiver in there and possibly a better running back, I think that they could.
You know who would be nice there? Be a really good fit. Pair of AFC West teams, I think, are a great landing spot for a Michigan Wolverine. Colston Loveland would be exceptional with Sean Payton and the way they run that offense. It's the same thing with Harbaugh, the way he runs his. I'm with Rico. They need another playmaker on that thing. I've also said to you, that's a spot where I look at an Ashton Jeanty in the draft.
I was about to say, yeah.
But they're close, and they've got the money, and defensively.
But see, I don't know if Jeanty will get past the Cowboys.
Why would he? Right. Why would he? Because a team with negative $12 million in cap space and glaring holes everywhere, let's take a running back. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, David.
the next three here, I'm just going to name them because it's very easy. A lot of rookies are in here. So let me just name these three key ones here. Michael Penix Jr., Marvin Harrison Jr., and then you have Ricky Pearsall.
I want to say something positive about a 49er, and then I'm going to drop a hand grenade in Rico's lap. Ricky Pearsall was super impressive once he got back and got a chance. And again, no one intends on getting shot in the preseason. But I think his rise means Debo can get the hell out. The hand grenade I want to drop in Rico's lap is Marvin Harrison. What the hell?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
No, Marvin Harrison, here's the thing. He went to the wrong team. You can't have weird wide receiver and weird quarterback play on the same offense because Marvin Harrison needs an alpha dog to go in there and just tell him where to go, tell him what to do, and get him the ball. And honestly, I don't think that Kyler Murray even knew who he was for half the year. It was like, yeah, he'll get the ball and he gets the ball. It's like, no, he's one of those always open wide receivers. So, no, I don't think so because those two just, they're oil and water. They don't mix. Michael Penix, yeah, I think Michael Penix, whole offseason, tailor the offense towards him. They got a ton of weapons in Atlanta. They just haven't used them in 3 years.
So the next category, they go through one move you want to see this offseason. Of course, there's a lot of Myles Garrett's in here, but there's two moves that I want to focus on because one is like, wow.
Stafford to the New York football Giants.
There's a Giants one
You know
here.
What? I actually, hold on real quick.
Yeah.
I saw that this morning, and it said that your Giants would have to trade. It was like their second round pick this year and second round next year for Matthew Stafford. And I'm thinking, if that's all it took, man, you better make that deal. If you can get away with just trading your 2 seconds.
You might want to do that because what this guy predicts is the Giants trade up for the number one pick to take Cam Ward.
I would leave the studio and take a week off. You can't do that stuff. We're not good. If you're going to give up picks, they can't be premium. And it can't be to take a rookie. David, just prepare for it.
And then this next one here, I was looking at it like, wow, I didn't think of this. Because we all talk about T. Higgins, where he could sign, trade it to, things like that.
Patriots.
Higgins signs with the Commanders.
Holy mercy.
Yes.
Oh, that would be nasty. Him and Terry McLaurin? That would, and they sign him and trade for Garrett. Let Brad Cook.
Oh, but yeah, you know, we'll be fine. Aiden.
Woo!
Stuff.
That one was like, whoa.
And, I mean, now again, here's the problem. T. Higgins would have to be okay sharing the targets. He just got out of a situation where he's had to do it. McLaurin would have to, like, there's a lot of ego that plays into that. But, wow, that would be unbelievable.
If it
could
work.
Yeah. And if I'm T. Higgins, why would I want to go to New England where I'm going to lose? See, wouldn't you want to win?
See, that's why I always like, oh, New England, or you see, you hear the Panthers, you know, they're up and like, no, or no, because no, I want to win now. I mean, to me, the floor would be the Broncos. It's like, okay, you're on the cusp of winning. But New England, I got to trust that
I think
May
be
is going to be good.
But like, better for New England is if they're a competitive 7-10 next year.
Right.
Versus Commanders, they're in a Super Bowl window. But again, if the Patriots offer you, you know, $40 million more guarantee.
I mean, at that point, do you have enough money or do you want to win? And because he does not have the ring, I would go for the ring.
Yep.
If he were coming off of a Super Bowl, kind of like Golden Tate. Golden Tate won a Super Bowl early in his career with Seattle, so he was able to come to Detroit for a ton of money because he's got the ring already, so now it's about the money.
And by the way, that T. Higgins to the Commanders was mentioned a few times by writers in here. And the other one that was mentioned a couple times in this segment was Garrett to the Lions and then Miles Garrett to the Buffalo Bills.
Wait. Oh, two different ones.
Oh.
Yeah, two different ones, but it was mentioned a couple times by a few writers in here.
I mean, it makes too much sense, and we always say it, when things make this much sense, they never happen. So I will simply hope for the best.
Based off of the comments off of a certain defensive player, based off of the history of drafting defensive linemen and how much they put the effort, I don't think it's going to happen. I think we want it to happen, but I've long since given up on that. He'll end up playing somewhere, and I think when it does, it's going to be Mike Chair drop number two. It's like, wow. He went there.
He went to the Eagles.
He's now a Philadelphia Eagle. Congratulations.
Let Brad Cook.
Or he's now playing opposite of Nick Bosa. Yeah, there you go. Like, it'll be something like that where some team just says, we don't care.
Yep.
But because here, we're cooking in the kitchen.
That's right.
Yeah, the kitchen may be closed in Detroit.
Draft and develop diner.
In football today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.